All right, everybody. I'm Danielle McCartan, back with Giants legend Phil Sims from the Sims Academy in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. We are braving the elements. Last week it was pouring. Today it's hot as hell.
It's brutal. It's brutal. I mean, I'm praying for clouds. We finally got a few. And but it's going very well. Really happy with it.
Yeah, you're doing a great job with these kids. Now, everybody out there, part one, you guys met Coach Sims. Part two, you met Quarterback Sims. Today we're going to meet Analyst Sims.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to analyze your work. Is that what I'm doing?
Sure.
No.
Okay, so you mentioned Tom Brady before to the kids as a good example. Based on your experience in the NFL, could you rate your top three quarterbacks?
That's hard. Of course, you know, Tom Brady's one. The second one's easy is Aaron Rodgers. You always have to put him up there. And then, you know, then it becomes a little muddled. But, you know, there's so many good throwers and quarterbacks in the league now. And, you know, there's a lot of things that come into it. You got to be fortunate. You have a coordinator that's creative. You got to be around a good team. But, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is, I think, just a guy that goes unnoticed by a lot of people. He's a terrific thrower. Really knows how to play the position. So, you know, my mind's a little blank, but those three, if I pick those three, they could put up a good argument against anybody.
Yeah, I also had Breeze and Matt Ryan on the
list. Yeah, different kind of players. You know, yeah. They're what I call, like, really, like, quarterbacks. They know how to manipulate players. They know how to lead their team. And, of course, they got athletic ability. There's no question about that. So those two go in there. And I'll tell you another one, just to keep talking. Matthew Stafford is really underrated. All the comeback victories. But maybe, I mean, you could make an argument. Who has the best arm in the NFL just when it comes to accuracy and really throwing the ball hard, doing all those things? I would probably say Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford are maybe the first two.
Yeah, and same division, no?
I know, that division. They had Jay Cutler in there at one time. Those two, I was like, man, this is some division of guys who can really throw the football.
All right, so now, being with the Giants for so long, is Eli Manning elite?
Well, I'm not going to answer that. You know, we've done this before. Eli Manning's won two Super Bowls, and you know, elite, there's a lot of, listen, everybody, I said that once, oh, he's not, and it became a big issue. So, look, Eli Manning's been a terrific quarterback, probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's won two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs. So, long career. And I tell you what's amazing, because I played the position, the fact that he hasn't been hurt is and never really missed any time at all is really unbelievable.
Knock on wood on that.
Yeah, well, you know, look, I've said that before, but, I mean, it's really incredible. And that's kind of how the league is now. They don't teach you to stand in there and make the throw. It's throw the ball, do not get hit.
That's what we were learning today.
Yeah, well, that's right. When you see a space, move to it, buy a little extra time, throw the ball on the move, on the run, whatever. And very important, almost a must if you want to succeed as a quarterback in the league.
All right, speaking of succeeding as a quarterback in the league, the Jets have three quarterbacks yet again on their roster, Hackenberg, Petty, and McCown. Who gets the starting job?
Well, it'd be hard for, I think, any of them to beat McCown out just because he's got so much experience. And, look, there's a question of maybe if somebody lights it up during training camp, if Hackenberg or Petty has a tremendous training camp and you can't deny him the job, then they would probably start. But that would be tough because Josh McCown's a good athlete, been in the league a long time, not as athletic and powerful as he was 5 years ago, of course, but still he knows how to play the position. And, look, it's all set up. No matter what the Jets do, sooner or later they got to play a young quarterback to see if they have the guy on the roster. So that's the big deal. And let's see, who was the higher pick of the two, Hackenberg or Petty?
I
think they would like to see Hackenberg be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, because that's kind of how it goes. Yeah. They drafted him in the second round. A little controversy surrounded it. Mm-hmm. We didn't see him last year. Mm-hmm. When the season's over, the opportunity is there to play him, and they didn't, which I thought had bad optics and kind of raised everybody's eyebrows. Now they're going to have to, we've got to find out and see if he can be the guy for the Jets.
All right, so I have a list of four things here. Is it a big deal or not a big deal?
Okay.
We'll start with that. Hackenberg not getting any first team snaps, pretty much even in practice last year. Big deal or not a big deal?
I'll say big deal. I think late in the year, I would have started trying to groom him to give him a really good chance to be much more competitive even in the offseason training camp and maybe be the guy this year.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, next. Odell Beckham not showing up to voluntary OTAs.
Really, really, really not a big deal. Not a big deal. It means nothing to me. Look, he's going to be in great shape. I know he works out hard. He's doing some work with Chris Carter, who I think knows a lot about playing wide receiver. Yeah. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. is one of the most famous players in the league. He's one of the best players in the league, and it'll be interesting to see how this ends up. Is it about money? Is it about just not being there? We'll find out, but what do we, what's George Young, who was my general manager, he had a great saying that everybody uses now. It's always about the money.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah. And people will make a headline about anything.
Well, look, he's a lightning rod. Look, he's terrific. He's got talent. He's got a personality. I mean, he's got a different look, everything about him. So he's out there, and he brings the attention to himself. But I'll tell you what, he can bring all that attention to himself if he wants. If I was his quarterback, I'd still be happy because he can make a lot of big plays.
Cool. All right, now the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. Big deal, not a big deal. Leaving Oakland.
I think I'm excited about the move to Las Vegas. You know, the Oakland Raider fans, they're all across the country. But, you know, look, the stadium, there's so many issues that go on out there. We'll see if it works in Las Vegas. You know, I'm an optimist. I always think everything's going to work. And so I think the move to Las Vegas is going to be big for them. And I think it could end up being a really good move for the NFL.
We're 3 for 3. I agree with you,
wow.
too.
Wow. All right. We don't want to do a show because you got to be opposites
again
to make it work in a show.
Maybe this
we got to argue. You're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Vegas. What about the gambling?
Yeah.
All right, and the last one. The NFL is allowing more players more freedom.
I'm so excited. I don't know if I could have watched any games. I go, God, I need to see more celebrations.
Really?
No, I'm being very sarcastic. I mean, it's amazing the attention that, oh, we're going to let them celebrate a little more. And look, why do they make the rules? Because it got out of hand and a lot of things. But the fact that they're going to let them give them time, whatever, as long as it's uncertain, they got parameters to this one too. Hey, look, if that's what is going to draw more attention to the game in today's day and age, it probably will. I'm sure there'll be a segment every week on all the sports shows. Hey, who had the best celebration? And, you know, the game's pretty good. It's more than pretty good. It's proven by the attendance, by ratings on TV. And is this going to bring more people to watch the game? I can't imagine, but you never know.
This is where we disagree. I like the rule.
Of course you do. You're young. And, you know, I don't mind anything about celebrations. It's okay. Yeah. But the thing is just that it's going to become such an issue. Now the commentator's going to talk about it. Oh, let's rate the best five of the year. And, you know, come on. Whatever.
It takes away from the game.
No, I'm not. No, not really. As long as the celebrations are done right, that's fine. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm sure just like last year, it won't be as many flags, but there'll still be flags thrown because players are what? They're going to push it to the edge.
Of course they are.
Yes.
Yeah. And final question, if you want to answer it, I want to ask about Colin Kaepernick. Is he good enough to play in the NFL?
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't want to, it's okay.
No. Is he good enough to play in the NFL? That's like, of course he is. That's one of his problems. You know, of course, we know his problem of kneeling during the national anthem. So I know that's a big reason that he's not on a team now. But really another part is his talent. Because he's going to walk out in the field, and almost any team he goes to, every player's going to go, hey, he's really good. He can move around. He's big. He's tall. Hey, he can really throw it. So, you know, if he comes in, it unsettles your little quarterback rotation that we have. We got a good quarterback room, all these things that I hate to hear. Oh, our quarterback chemistry. And, you know, you don't want your starter. Every team thinks they have their franchise guy right now. The Jets, maybe the only one. Buffalo, Tyrod Taylor, I think he's played well 2 years. But most teams have their guy. They don't want Colin Kaepernick coming in there, upsetting the apple cart. And he would do it two ways. One with the controversy he brings, but also the fact that he's very talented. I've watched him many times in person. And I'd sit there and go, wow. And I've seen them all. So it'll be interesting. I hope somebody gives him a chance. I wish he'd come out and talk for himself, state his case to the world, to the football fans, and maybe the owners. Maybe that would change their minds. But I haven't heard anything from him. But what was your original question? Is he talented
yeah,
enough?
Yeah, he's good enough.
Let me say it one more time. Absolutely. How's that?
Awesome.
Good. Thank
right.
you, Danielle.
Of course. I'm Danielle McCartan with Phil Sims, and let me get back to the academy here.
Yeah, let's go back to the sweat. You know, it's a nice outfit. You like my outfit?
Yeah.
You know, when you try not to get any sun, I'm sweating like that's unbelievable.
Dome next year.
It's all fun. Yeah, the dome. We're going to the dome next year.